Prospecting. Identify your avatar. When creating a list of prospects that you want to connect with, you want to identify the ideal person you want to recruit. That will help you identify who in your market is your ideal avatar. Avatar refers to your ideal candidate profile. For instance, maybe I'm not particularly interested in entry-level candidates or people who would have to move a great distance. In this case, my ideal candidate has at least 7 years of experience in the industry and lives within a certain radius of my business. I want a list of people like that. That means identifying what's a model match for my team, then conducting research based on this model. And the list you create is what allows you to move towards making first contact. The steps look like this. 1. Make the list. 2. Identify the people in your market. 3. Where are they on Facebook? What's their LinkedIn profile? Where are they on other social platforms like Instagram or Twitter? What are their cell numbers? Their email addresses? If I can get local addresses, that's even better. Pro tip. Once you identify that avatar, there are a number of platforms and tools you can use in any industry to help build out your list. The tools I recommend for identifying prospects is LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It has a ton of search filters to identify people around their location and job history. In the mortgage and real estate industries, there is Mobility RE, also known as MMI. It connects you with the mortgage and real estate production numbers of those within your search criteria. Whatever your industry may be, there may be a similar tool available to you. Then, when you have built out your list, it's time to make the first contact. You have to do this quickly and through sustained, consistent effort. Jim Collins talks about this concept in his book Good to Great. He identifies it as the flywheel effect. No matter how dramatic the end result, good to great transformations never happen in one fell swoop. In building a great company or social sector enterprise, there is no single defining action. No grand program, no one killer innovation, no solitary lucky break, no miracle movement. Rather, the process resembles relentlessly pushing a giant, heavy flywheel, turn upon turn, building momentum until a point of breakthrough, and beyond. Jim Collins. And that's a very good way of describing this process. Once you've made your list, you started the flywheel. A flywheel stores kinetic energy over the time dedicated to it being turned, but it takes an enormous amount of effort to keep the flywheel moving. You'll have to be willing to put in that effort for the first, second, fifth, tenth, 50th, and even 100th time. At some point, however, as the flywheel stores kinetic energy, it eventually turns effortlessly on its own. It's not going to turn effortlessly right now. It's going to take an enormous amount of energy to get this thing started. So at the outset, you've got to put some muscle into it. To do that, from the list phase, you identify the people in your market who you want to actually make contact with. Those who don't just fit your search criteria, but also align with who you want on your team. Researching your prospects not only helps you generate a list, but it also helps you find ways to affirm them in messages. Pro tip. The way to stand out in messages is by tailoring them to each individual. This goes beyond just adding their name to a copy-paste message. It's adding an affirmation that you actually looked at their profile and are actively interested in them. Once you have reached out, you have established the relationship bridge, which is what we do as recruiters. We build relationships, and we first need to build a bridge to get us there. Once that relationship bridge is built, you can show up every single month with something of a real, tangible value to offer your prospect. Look for something that will help them grow their business or will help them solve problems in some way. Every weak leader in your market should be nervous about this. Their people are going to get an enormous amount of value from you every single month, forever, all through your very simple plan. 1. Identify talent. 2. Make first contact. Establish the relationship bridge. 3. And bring them value again, again, and again. It's certainly not rocket science, but it does require some initial muscle and sustained, consistent effort on your part to keep the connection and the flywheel alive.